Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, December 30th, 2010. It is the last show of the year, 2010. The much overworked and underpaid technical people at RBN are going to be taking tomorrow, New Year's Eve off. And so there's going to be some repeat broadcasts going on there. And they get to take a deep breath before we start in on the year 2011, which is probably going to be even more insane than the one that we just went through. So we're going to be talking today. We're going to be taking a look back at this last year and some of the stuff that happened. And a little later in the show, I'm going to be dusting off my crystal ball and putting out my official What Really Happened predictions for the year 2011 as to things that we might be looking forward to. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And that's Manny's in the control room there, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Now, looking back over this last year, Barack Obama, as you know, was his first year in office, second year in office. And, you know, he was elected by people hoping for change. And now we're just hoping we're going to have a little change left over because they failed. Disastrous economic policies of the Bush administration were picked up and carried forward by Barack Obama. If anything, he accelerated the process. We know from the Hackett Group, for example, that the outsourcing of American jobs has continued to accelerate under the Obama administration, and we think we know why, related to the forced confiscation of Americans' homes to recapitalize the banks following the forced repurchase of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. So that's one of the things that was happening this last year, and people became aware that that was the real cause of the economic downturn. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't their failure as Americans. It was a deliberate, covert wealth confiscation to preserve the banks after they got caught committing fraud on an international planetary scale with the mortgage-backed securities. Now, we would hope that 2010 would be the end of the global warming thing, that global warming would go the way of Y2K or killer bees or Saddam's nuclear bombs. But there's a lot of money tied up in the global warming industry, and greed and money addiction knows no restraint. The only morality of these people is expediency. Whatever gets the money is a good thing, and whatever gods they sacrifice to will bless us if we give them our carbon tax money and they get to spend it on, well, whatever they're going to spend it on. Meanwhile, the rest of us human beings are looking around right now at all the ice and snow and the economic deprivation and homeless people freezing to death or burning themselves down trying to stay warm and wondering if maybe there isn't a better way to run a planet that's being deliberately hidden from view by the private central bankers. We've talked about this earlier in the year where the private central bankers have gone out of their way to obscure from the general public that there are different ways of running economies, that the Islamic system has got certain advantages, that the banking system, the economic system the United States started with, was considered a major threat to the banking families of Europe. And they've worked very hard through the centuries to try and force us back into that private central bank model, which they've succeeded in doing, and as a result, our nation hovers at the end of destruction, where all the wealth of the people, all of the product of the people's labor, all of their work product, all of their everything they've produced is now being drawn from them and given to the bankers, because the bankers had a license to print up money and loan it out at full face value. So 2010, we started with a really hard winter. We're ending with a really hard winter. Common sense and rationality would say this is the end of the human-caused global warming hoax. But I got to tell you, from what we're seeing coming from Obama and from the New York Times and Time Magazine and even Democracy Now!, they're still trying to figure some way they can convince us that despite all the ice and snow all around the planet, that trust us, the globe is getting warmer, and it's all the fault of you icky-poo humans, and you will atone by giving us all your money in 2011. We'll see what's going to happen on that. I don't think they've gone away. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
As estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're doing our end-of-the-year look back at the year 2010 to be followed by our prognostications for 2011 here. 2010 saw a continuation, an expansion in some cases, of the U.S. and Israeli war policy, although probably it was more of a sales effort than anything else. And I think the good news looking back at 2010 is, for the most part, this sales effort really failed to convince anybody that we need to invade Iran or even North Korea. Now, I wish that was all good news, but it really isn't, because the war hawks, the war profiteers, who are perfectly willing to trade the lives of our young people to try and square out the bookkeeping for the U.S. government and for their own private corporations, they're feeling very cornered and very desperate. And for that reason, you know, I have no plans to get near a parade or any kind of a sports stadium over the weekend, because New Year will be pretty much the last target of opportunity for, a staged terror event, or, you know, for quite some time. I don't really think they can do anything with Valentine's Day in February. It's not like people have a tremendous symbolic attachment to that where it would be useful. Now, 2010 is also the year that the security apparatus that we were told was aimed at terrorists turned out to be aimed at us. 2010 was the year of the groping and the fondling and the strip searching at the airports, the utter destruction of our tourism industry, and Napolitano is absolutely adamant that this is going to continue, that you can, you know, rest assured you will go on being groped and fondled at the airports. Even though you look like you live in this country and you're perfectly harmless, because by golly, that's what we're paid to do here. Now, the TSA is now admitting that the scanners don't actually work, that there are ways to fool them. MIT, Johns Hopkins, and other institutions are saying these machines are harmful. We're looking at a repeat of the disaster from the 1950s with the shoe store fluoroscopes, which the government said, yeah, these are safe, you should use them. And then the shoe store salesman started dying in the 1960s. We're going to have the same thing happening here again, but there's a lot of money on the line. And like I said before, the only morality of the money addicts is expediency. If it gets me money, it's a good thing. I don't care if it kills other people, as long as I get the bucks to put behind my name at the bank account. And, you know, there's going to be more scanners. It's a replacement for the military-industrial complex that was sold to us on the threat of the commies. We got to have the military-industrial complex to fight the commies. Well, the commies are gone. And now the government has said, oh, well, we've got terrorists and we need a security industrial complex. And so anyway, you know, they're going to continue with that thing, and that's a highlight of, or low light, if you will, of 2010. And it's absolutely destroyed our tourism industry, and it's just, you know. All right, now, 2010 was the year of our collapsing infrastructure. Our rural roads are being allowed to go back to gravel. There's no money to take care of them. A lot of money for brand new paved Jews-only roads in Israel. Our own roads are being neglected. We know that our flood control has been neglected for years now, leading to the disaster of Katrina. We've had bridges collapsing, mines collapsing, and of course, this year, the ultimate disaster, the Gulf oil disaster down in the Gulf of Mexico, and we found out that the U.S. government not only allowed the drilling companies to not have to use safety equipment that's mandated everywhere else on planet Earth, but even the safety equipment they were supposed to be using wasn't being inspected, wasn't in operation, warning signs were completely ignored, and we had the Gulf oil disaster. And the only response for that was a staged photo opportunity by the president swimming in water that's kind of sort of maybe next to the Gulf of Mexico, and of course, Transportation Safety Administration and Department of Homeland Security hassling anybody on the beach looking at the oil saying, you can't do that, that's an embarrassment to the president here. Now, 2010 was the year that the United States clearly was seen as losing its primacy in space exploration. The return to the moon has been canceled. The replacement space shuttle has been canceled. After these last couple of flights, it's all over. The United States will not be able to put their own astronauts into space, into the space shuttle. We're going to have to hitch rides with other people. Now, the good news is that the Apollo landing sites have finally been documented. The bad news is we had to rely on Japan to do it. The only real space achievement of this year, you know, beyond simply running out the shuttles to the end of their lifespan, the United States did launch the X-37B robotic space shuttle. We were not told where it went or what it carried or anything that it actually did. Somehow I doubt it was not a giant leap for mankind. More likely, it's a very clever way to drop things that explode on children in foreign lands without leaving incriminating evidence behind. Meanwhile, over China, there was amazing video of some exo-atmospheric or trans-atmospheric craft that was just skipping along the night sky. It was just amazing. Looking at the video indicated a test of a single-stage, horizontal launch to orbit hybrid air spacecraft. Now, whoever is flying that ship has left U.S. technology gasping in the dust. The United States doesn't have anything to match this. And predictably, U.S. propagandists were flooding YouTube with all of these really cheesy amateur flying saucer videos with the same name in an effort to keep people from finding the real video and realizing that America's technological prowess is very much on the wane, as is pretty much everything else the United States has done. Now, 2010 was the year of the rapid rise and equally rapid decline of WikiLeaks, a media-proclaimed whistleblowing website with very strange contractual relationships with the very media that founder Julian Assange claims he is attempting to bypass for the benefit of the public. Now, WikiLeaks was founded in late 2006, and just 3 months later was lionized by Time and Washington Post, even though they hadn't actually done anything. It was simply being proclaimed, this is it. This is the one. Now, in 2010, it came out that Assange's whistleblowing was being edited by the same media outlets that Assange claimed to be trying to bypass, and all of it was being approved by the U.S. State Department. And the most damaging revelation of all, Assange's former volunteers revealed that Julian Assange was paid by Israel to not release documents that were very damaging to Israel's public image. Not that Israel's public image is doing very well. The ADL immediately leaped to attack anybody suggesting a link between WikiLeaks and Israel, thereby proving by their own actions that such a link actually exists. Otherwise, ADL would not have cared what anybody said about WikiLeaks. Now, Assange's credibility sank further when his most recent series of document leaks included claims that weapons of mass destruction had been found in Iraq, that Osama bin Laden was still alive somewhere and running Al-Qaeda, and of course, most damaging of all, Assange's rather dismissive comments regarding the 9/11 truth movement, his assurance to us all that 9/11 happened exactly as the government said it did, and that anybody who thinks otherwise is, in his own words, an annoying distraction. In other words, WikiLeaks is the only conspiracy outlet anybody should bother looking at on the internet, in Julian Assange's own estimation. Now, in June, security experts uncovered the secret of Assange's vast amount of classified documents. It turns out most of them are not leaks. They're stolen. Now, Assange has a past record as a computer hacker. He's been arrested for malicious black hat computer hacking, and apparently he's still doing it because many of the documents that he's putting out there to try and say, see, I'm this hero leaking site, trace back to a break-in on the secure Tor network. It's what's called the onion layer approach to transmitting documents to avoid interception. It's a very, very powerful system. I've used it myself from time to time. But apparently Assange was able to break into it and just started siphoning millions of documents out of the Tor network. And those became the heart of his, oh, see, we're all leaking and so forth. Now, the final comment we want to put out here is you have the situation where Assange is always announcing that he's going to leak documents about something months before they come out, and sometimes they don't. And when you couple that together with the revelations about Israel from Assange's own volunteers, what comes out is not an heroic effort at whistleblowing and government transparency, but the world's largest extortion racket. Assange gets up and says, I will, in 4 months' time, I will release really damaging documents about Bank of America. And that gives Bank of America 3 months to come over to Assange and say, okay, here's a big pile of cash if you will not release XYZ. As seems to be the case, certainly, that he did with Israel. Now, 2010 was the year when the general public finally came to understand that clergy molesting children and occasionally adults when the kids aren't around is actually a pretty common thing. And Pope Benny, admitting as much, tried to tell us it was, it's no big deal. If everybody's doing it and it's happening all the time, it's no big deal. And he said this while he's drooling over this team of gay acrobats performing topless in the papal palace. Of course, these days he's wondering what's the next Vatican banker who's going to wind up dangling under a bridge. Because, once again, the Vatican Bank is mired in a money laundering scandal. Pope Benny has promised us new rules to prevent that from ever happening again, but he said the same thing about the child molestation scandal as well. All righty, let's see. 2010 was the year the people of Europe decided they'd had enough of their governments looting the people to help the bankers get out of the gambling debts resulting from the mortgage-backed security disaster. Iceland kicked out their government. More may follow. Everyone else is wondering just what the U.S. government has put in the drinking water so that Americans, who are more abused even than the Europeans, seem unable to connect with their anger and rage and instead just present their rear ends to the bankers and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? And it just, it is amazing when you see what's happening. You know, there, I mean, there's shooting riots in Tunisia now, which has caught everybody by surprise. Greece is on fire. Ireland's probably going to erupt in riots. Everybody understands very clearly their future prosperity is being sold, being looted, in order that the bankers who gambled heavily on these mortgage-backed securities and lost mightily don't have to pay for the losses. And these other countries in Europe understand this. The people of these countries understand it. And it is amazing that the American people, the American public, can't quite figure it out that that's what happened. So, anyway, we should be coming up on a break here, according to my clock. Manny, do we have music? Oh, you got a malfunction. All right, I'll keep talking then. 2010 was the year when the world saw Israel not as the public relations and media would have it, but as they really are. First with Cast Lead, then the attack on the 8th flotilla in the Mediterranean. And more than anything else, I think it was Israel's absolute lack of any remorse at all for these crimes that disgusted the world, including most recently Netanyahu saying, we absolutely will not apologize for those Turkish activists that we killed in cold blood. All right, I'm hearing the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're doing our end of the year look back at the year 2010. We're talking about Israel and the aftermath of Cast Lead in Palestine, the ongoing starvation blockade of the people of Gaza, and finally the attack on the International Aid Flotilla in the Mediterranean last May. And as I was saying before we went to the break, more than anything else, it was Israel's absolute lack of remorse for the crimes they are committing that have really offended and disgusted the world and shown the world that Israel is not at all like Israel likes to present itself to the rest of the world. Now, the obvious bias in the American media reporting of the flotilla attack really called attention to itself. Israel had gone into this attack assuming it could control all of the information coming out. They attempted to jam the cell phone and communications of the aid workers, and they failed. And video got out that Israel was not able to control. And that was really where the whole thing fell apart. And so Israel went back, and Russia Today had recently did a story where Israel literally bribes the American media with millions and millions of dollars to always report the news the way that Israel wants it reported. So Israel really thought they could do whatever they want and control the public perception afterwards, and they failed to do that, thanks to the blogs and the alternative media. So the bias in American reporting called attention to itself. People began to understand that, yes, the American media is very much controlled by Israel. The ADL started screaming, it's an anti-Semitic slur to claim that Israel has any influence over the U.S. media. And at the same time, Israel's minions proceeded to start wrecking the careers of anybody not towing the Israel line, including, of course, Rick Sanchez, Octavia Nasser, and most famously, Helen Thomas. Even President Carter was forced to backtrack and apologize for saying that Israel is an apartheid state, even though there is no question that it is. Because in the last few weeks, we've had this group of 50 rabbis launch a campaign to forbid Jews in Israel from selling property to or renting property to Arabs in Israel. And the wives of the rabbis at the same time have launched a campaign to convince Jewish women to avoid Arab men. Now, if you were here in the United States and you saw a bunch of white people running around saying, no, white women should stay away from the black men and don't allow black men to move into your neighborhood, What would you think of that? That's what's going on in Israel right now. Yes, it is an apartheid state, but they get very upset and try and wreck your career and finances if you point that out. And finally, of course, in the aftermath of the attack on the aid flotilla, the moves by President Pussy and the Congress to protect Israel after it murdered an American citizen in cold blood in international waters proved once and for all to the vast majority of the sentient population that Washington, D.C. is indeed a Vichy government. It is occupying the United States of America for the benefit of a foreign conqueror. Very covert, but obviously still a conqueror. Now, I want to take a moment here to share with you a few of my prognostications and predictions for 2011, and I'm going to give you the heads up front. These are humorous. I'm not really trying to outdo Edgar Cayce or any of those people. But these are my humorous predictions for 2011. Prediction number one, Sarah Palin will remember that it is South Korea we have a treaty with and North Korea that are the bad guys. John Stewart will have an epiphany and realize that blaming Israel's attack on the aid flotilla on the dead aid workers was not really funny after all. Prediction three, those $100,000 wristwatches all the rage on Wall Street will be exposed as cheap counterfeits from Taiwan. Number four, convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard will be granted a presidential pardon, only to be beaten to death in a fit of jealous rage by Bernie Madoff. Abe Foxman will have a heart attack trying to figure out why he can't call Madoff an anti-Semite. Number five, the United Nations responding to Charles Manson's support of a global government will voluntarily disband. Number six, and one of my favorites, Al Gore will disappear. 5,000 years from now, his body will be found frozen in a glacier in the San Bernardino Mountains, showing signs of having been shot in the back. Next, Mike Gravel will declare for president in 2012. Nobody will notice. Next prediction, the dollar will collapse, and old, burned-out iPods will become the new hard currency in the United States. Next one, Paul Allen will finally realize that you really can't be on more than one yacht at a time, no matter how much money you have. Fox News, unable to convince the public of anything any longer, will go all porno all the time, becoming profitable for the first time in a decade. The Large Hadron Collider at CERN will finally find the God particle. The God particle will be pissed. For this, you woke me up. Next prediction. The International Space Station will be sold to Virgin Galactic as an orbital hotel, whose clientele will consist entirely of winners of the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. Richard Branson, disgusted, will crash the space station into the moon and name the resulting crater Virgin Hole. Next prediction. Longshoremen will walk off the docks. Rescue efforts fail. Dozens drown. Next prediction, the U.S. hands Iraq back to the Iraqis. They refuse and ask for Cleveland instead. Oh, got to take a break. The music's coming on. More prognostications after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last show of the year 2010, and we're doing our humorous predictions for the year 2011. And the next prediction is Adam Perlman will quit pretending to be a fake Al-Qaeda terrorist and try instead for a spot on Dancing with the Stars. Too late, it will be discovered he can't dance either. Next prediction for Christmas, almost a year from now. Three ghosts will visit Wall Street on Christmas Eve. Wall Street will wake up the next morning, apologize for the mortgage-backed securities fraud, and give Americans back all of their homes. The $150 hamburger will be marked down to $2.50. Next, war with China will commence in March. It will be a dismal box office flop and canceled mid-season. Next one, bowing to public pressure, the federal government agrees to relocate Washington, D.C. Antarctica will be briefly considered. Next prediction, Paul Watson will be eaten by a whale. Next prediction, Goldman Sachs will start the next big financial bubble by stealing underwear from your bedroom dresser. If you're not a South Park fan, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, next prediction. Struggling to save the church from the latest money laundering scandal, Pope Benny will convert the Vatican into the world's largest male strip club, trademarking it as Sodom 2. Next prediction, Bill Gates will finally apologize for Windows. Next prediction, the U.S. Olympic synchronized swimming team will drown. Next prediction, the IRS, fed up with those pesky citizen questions, finally checks the paperwork and finds that the 16th Amendment really wasn't ratified after all. Millions of guilt-stricken tax collectors throw themselves off the top of the Washington Monument and miss. Okay, next prediction. Having run out of Israel's enemies to murder, the U.S. military starts converting assets to civilian use. Aircraft carriers are converted to floating drag racing tracks for underprivileged coastal communities, but disaster strikes when several drivers are drowned in a catapult malfunction. Next prediction. Panic grips the European Union when the French finally admit that the Eiffel Tower doesn't actually do anything. Next prediction. A moratorium on genetically modified crops is declared after thousands of shoppers are mauled to death by broccoli. One survivor will report, "I always hated broccoli." The U.S. Department of Agriculture will recommend carrying cheese sauce until the danger is over. Next prediction. The North American Union is finally formed. Mexico moves into the United States. Americans move into Canada. The Earth tips over. Australia declares war. Next prediction. The Mythbusters will finally allow 9/11 to be discussed on their blog. Next prediction. Amelia Earhart will be found by Dr. Zahi Hawass. Next prediction. Quetzalcoatl comes back in fulfillment of the prophecy of the end of the world in 2012, looks around and says, "Did I get here late?" And my final prediction for 2012, a recount of the 2008 presidential election will be demanded by Barack Obama. That's my predictions for the year 2012. We're going to go to the phones here. We have got, Malcolm in Austin. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You need to put those on the air. I was bursting out laughing. That was great.
Well, thank you.
One thing you forgot for 2011 is that the money addicts on Wall Street will be breaking out in GERD from all those gold leaf hamburgers they're eating, and and Obama will be submitting the their medical bills to the taxpayer, since we have to atone for their sins.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm going to keep picking on those hamburgers. I think that's the you want to talk about, you know, Nero fiddling excess. Those hamburgers are obscene. The watch. Yeah, okay, it is a watch and it will last for a while and everything, but $150 hamburger just because it's decorated with gold leaf, I mean, that's just absurd.
Right. Anyway, one prediction, at least I sort of think, that may manifest in 2011, we may see a lot of cities go bankrupt, like San Diego, San Francisco, and maybe even New York or Chicago, and I sort of think that the federal government may be pushing for this because nobody's buying our bonds, and a lot of those cities have municipal bonds, and from what I'm hearing through the grapevine, municipal bond sales, they're having big problems with them, and the U.S. government competes against these bond sales and says no one's buying U.S. government bonds, i.e. the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government may let these cities go bankrupt to facilitate sales of their own bonds, as well as maybe take a grab at our pension funds.
Well, they're already grabbing the pension funds. There's no question about that. They're going to force everybody to basically take their money out of their 401ks and other plans and put them into this government-managed retirement fund. But we've already got one of those called Social Security, and the government already looted that. They just emptied it out. There's nothing in there but IOUs. The fact of the matter is the government is broke. The Federal Reserve was a 100-year plan to grab all the wealth of the country and put it in the pockets of the privately owned Federal Reserve bankers. There's only two more years to go, and we're basically at that edge of collapse where it's all going to fall apart, and the bankers are going to say, "We own it all. You are our slaves and serfs and indentured servants for the rest of your life and your children and your grandchildren and so forth and so on." Unless we, the people, like the people of Europe, stand up with a big stick, whack them upside of the head and say, "We're not going to go along with this hoax any longer." And that's all it is. It's hoax. The Federal Reserve is not loaning out money. They're printing it up. They're creating it out of thin air, and we are conditioned to believe that it is real money, that when it is given to us to go out and try and start businesses, that we must give full value back plus accruing interest to those bankers in terms of real wealth. The bankers are loaning out paper and ink. We're having to basically pay back in blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, it is. It's another hoax. It's as phony as human-caused global warming. You know, and I think the people of Europe have come to understand that, and they're trying to free themselves from it. And it almost seems like the United States, we literally lost the social revolution that we won in 1776 to be free of a private central bank. That was the core of the war. And over the last 200 years, we've been seduced away from that. And our schools today, I mean, sing the praises of the Federal Reserve central bank system and how there couldn't possibly be an alternative system we should ever consider. We're being brainwashed. There are better ways for a nation to run its economy. And the Federal Reserve Bank lobbies the government to make sure that the educational system hides that from our children.
Right. I agree. And Mike, thanks for everything you do. Happy New Year. And no thanks to these supporters of Israel who have to call up and respond to constructive criticism by using four-letter words on the air. That was very uncool, whoever did that.
Well, you know, when there's an old saying that when you are over the target, that's when you're going to start catching the flack. And that's definitely the case. This has been a very rough year. I mean, I think Israel has overplayed its hand. The megaphonies got to be too arrogant and abusive, and they called attention to themselves. The trashing of careers of Rick Sanchez and Helen Thomas and all the rest of these people, it really called attention to the fact that Israel is in control of our society. And I think most Americans are pretty much fed up with that whole idea. I think 2011, we're going to see some major changes in the world. I think Israel's illusion of being the victim, you know, wonderful nation on earth is shattering before its very eyes. And I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing such outlandish statements come out of Israel regarding the Arabs, Netanyahu, and just say, you know, we got to just go out and kill them all. I think they realize they've lost control of the perceptions of the entire planet, and they don't know what to do about it, because Israel survives by lie, hoax, and deception. And when they can't fool the people anymore, they're starting to look like a cheap Catskills magician who dropped the rabbit out of the hat, and now everybody knows how he's doing his tricks, and they're not impressed with him anymore, and nobody's impressed with Israel anymore.
Right. Anyway, Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Drive carefully. Don't drink too much till you get back home. We're going to go back to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. What's going on in your part of the world?
Well, I got a 2011-2012 prediction.
Okay.
You know what that is? The Russian
The
Russian Federation is going to regret ever being buddy-buddy with China, because I talked to people in Russia, and Chinese goods are flooding their stores, and the biggest mistake Russia ever made, and I tell is becoming the part of the World Trade Organization. That is something the Chinese government uses to where they can get away with unfair trade practices. And, you know, they did almost deindustrialized Europe and us, and I think they're getting ready to deindustrialize the Russian Federation. And I tell Russian people, don't trust the Chinese.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily unfair trade practices. China just has tremendous manufacturing capability, and they basically purposefully hold their cost of products low enough to be competitive with domestically produced products. And when you get to a country like, well, I don't know about Russia, but here in the United States, because we all pay so much in taxes, you can't manufacture anything in this country at an affordable price. Because, you know, the company that's manufacturing it, they've got property taxes, they've got inventory taxes, they've got asset taxes, they've got all the costs of all the endless regulatory compliance that they have to deal with. When they want to hire an employee, never mind all the money that's taken out of the employee's wages or salaries, the employer has to pay another 22-23% above that for the privilege of hiring somebody in the United States of America. And then there's all the mandated insurances and retirement, and just endless taxation to feed this bank debt. And because of that, we cannot manufacture products competitively with the rest of the world. These other countries that have you know, lower taxation, inevitably you can pay, you can make your products there for much less money and then sell them at a profit. Other countries that have high taxation, like the United States of America, the people are getting support for those tax money, whether it's medical care or education, good roads, good bridges, good infrastructure, the things that need to be in place for commerce to even happen in the first place. And in the United States, we're paying these high taxes. The money gets taken away to give to the bankers. We're still expected to pay for our own education, our own medical care, and all the other stuff that normally in other countries you would be getting for your tax dollars. And so we get hit with this double whammy. So where everybody's screaming they've got to have higher higher wages and salaries just to survive. And that's why you can't manufacture in this country. You know, the only things that we're still manufacturing are things where we still have an edge on the technology where other countries don't know how to make it. But that's not going to last forever. You know, industrial espionage is a lot more ongoing even than national espionage. And they're, you know, especially Israel is over here trying to find out manufacturing secrets so they can copy the stuff and go off to Israel and set up a factory where they don't have to pay the taxes that we do in America because America's taxes are paying the bills in Israel. And then they start manufacturing computer chips and the rest of it and say, we've got a better chip for one third the price. And that's exactly what's happening. Ultimately, it all goes back to a government that borrowed and spent itself into a black hole of debt. They're trying to get the money back from the American people, and they're struggling with so much debt, they can't function efficiently any longer.
Well, coming to New York City, I think the unresponsive snowplows, I don't think it's not so much the snowplows. Talking to my aunt in New York who lives in Queens, she says they're just tired of the city of New York, people of New York, being abused by the city through taxes or through a police state. I think that's, and you know, they're paying all these high taxes and they're not plowing the roads.
Well, that's basically what it comes down to. I think everybody in this country, myself included, we'd be okay with paying the taxes if the taxes were spent taking care of this country and the people, but they're not. What is it? $16 trillion has gone to bail out the banks from this forced repurchase of the mortgage-backed securities. Billions over to Israel all the time. Our taxes are paying for brand-new paved Jews-only roads in the occupied West Bank. Our own roads are being allowed in the rural areas are crumbling back to gravel. You know, our bridges are collapsing. Our infrastructure is crumbling before us. Where is all this money taken from the people going? It's going to Wall Street. It's going to Israel. It's going to the war machine. And we're losing the wars. You only have to look around at the destruction of our own society to realize whatever war we're fighting and whoever we're fighting it for, we have lost it. The country has been strip mined. We look like the losers in the war. And it's only going to get worse. We need to get back to a country where when you pay so many dollars in taxes that you see around you in your neighborhood that value of money spent taking care of the roads, schools, hospitals, whatever. And instead of being looted by this predatory class of people in Wall Street, like Bernie Madoff is a good example, all these people thinking that it's their God-given right to simply loot everything around them in sight and put it into their pockets. And, you know, I get to drive a Bugatti and I get to wear a $100,000 wristwatch and all of that. It's a very destructive way of running a country. And yet nobody in our government seems to have the moral courage to stand up against the bankers and say, guys, it's gone on long enough. You're literally killing the goose that's giving you all these golden eggs. Can we maybe back off for the sake of the long-term picture? But nobody in Washington or even the state houses think the long-term picture. They're not worried about what's going on past the end of their next term and their next election. And
I just hope this empire collapses like the Soviet Union so we could
scratch
again.
I think it's going to, and I think it will be next year. I can't see us being on this same course a year from now. I just don't see how they can drag it out for another year. And already, you know, they're talking about TSA grope booths at bus stations and shopping malls and schools. I mean, there's this story about how this girl, this honors student, went to school, accidentally grabbed her father's lunchbox. I guess they got matching father-daughter lunchboxes. And there was a paring knife to go with the apple in her father's lunchbox. They found the knife. They're charging her with possession of the weapon, and they've suspended her from school. This is an honors student. I mean, it's completely wacko bananas. Nobody's interested in education. The entire mechanism of government is dedicated to repressing everybody and crushing them down to these, to be this fearful, quivering little mass of humanity that will do as they're told, pay all their taxes, and never, ever, ever dare stand up and speak truth to power. I don't know that they're going to succeed, but obviously if they keep pushing, there's going to be a crisis.
There's going to be a pushback at certain
yes.
point. I mean, just like a rat cornered, they, as soon as it's cornered, there ain't no way out. They're going to go for the throat.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mike. Happy New Year's.
Thank you. Same to you. We're going to go to Peter. And actually, we're no, hold off on Peter. We're coming to the end of the segment. We've got to take a commercial break here. Got a lot of callers on the line talking about all of these events of 2010, predictions about 2011, the Chinese and the economy. And I know there's a lot of people who want to blame China for the economic hardships of the United States of America, but you know something? I'm sorry. China is well managed, and the United States is not. If you're looking for somebody to blame for the economic destruction of our country, look no further than your local government office. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening? And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And before we go to the next caller, I want to clarify something. I've seen some comments in the chat rooms that are betraying a common misperception that somehow China decides what is being carried in the stores here in the United States, whether it's Walmart or Sam's or AT&T or whatever these things. And it's not true. China is a manufacturing company. They will manufacture what people are ordering. And the reality is that China can make some very good products. The iPhone, for example, is made in China. And I don't think anybody is going to say that this is cheap and shoddy and prone to failure. There are other things. This is my little Asus netbook. It's about 6 months old, and it just died last night, so I got to go back and scream at the computer store after the radio show is over. But both of these products are ordered by American importers or American corporations who go to China and say, make this and make it well, in the case of the iPhone, or who will go to China and say, we want the cheapest possible little kitchen utensil that you can make so that we can maximize our profit. And the Chinese will say, sure, whatever you want to order and pay for, that's what we'll make. And so when you talk about the cheap Chinese manufactured goods in the bulk concrete tilt-up stores, China didn't force anybody to import those to the United States of America. That was the choice made by the importers and by the stores. And it's very frustrating where I'll go into a store and I'll know there are better products available than what is on the shelf. But the profit margin is highest. The profit margin is highest for the really cheap products because they can mark up the price a lot more and people don't understand that. So, yeah, China makes some really bad crud, and so does America. My Xterra is made in Tennessee. Worst car I've ever owned. Somebody was asking real quick how our server at What Really Happened is doing, and I should have mentioned it earlier in the show. The server is back up and running. The people at SiteGround basically got an expert in, and they realized they had done something a little dumb with the old system, and they got it up and running. So that's all back together. And before we go back to the phone calls, I do want to take this moment to wish our audience at WWCR Shortwave Radio 13.845 megahertz out of Nashville have a happy new year. Please drive carefully. Don't do really dumb things out there on New Year's Eve. But we can say goodbye to a really bad year. Unfortunately, I think 2011 is going to be a real armpit of a year that we're all going to have to get through somehow. With that in mind, let's go to Peter in British Columbia. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just hearing what you were saying about China, of course. Mm-hmm. See, to me, actually, there's two different issues that can't be separated. They're not responsible for the U.S. and other northern or western economies going down, but they are. Their practices as well would never have been allowed in the previous USA. I mean, we had a long-standing dispute over softwood lumber in this country, which we won all the tribunal, you know, different actions they took. We won every single one, and yet we still ended up paying money to the U.S., which was wrong just because they were dragging it out. But yet, you go over to China right now. You're going to go try to sell some windmills, the new green economy. Oh, we can sell them something. Well, you can't because the state is sponsoring. They're basically subsidizing, and they also sponsor certain loans to get those windmills built that have 70% Chinese content. Now, they're not doing anything to those people. They've got the kid gloves on them. They're not doing this the old USA that we know that would just, you know, they would go after people.
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, if our government really was concerned about preserving American jobs, they would simply put import tariffs on all the Chinese goods to make them equal in price.
I don't believe Milton Friedman was a kook.
Well, okay. We got to take a station ID break. Peter, thanks a lot for the call, and we'll be right back.